Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and today's Wellcast is a follow-up to our Cervical Cancer Wellcast from January 2017. I'm speaking with Tamara Cowan, nurse practitioner with the Center for Women's Health. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Tamara, much of cervical cancer awareness efforts are focused on screening. Why is screening for cervical cancer so important?
The Pap smear or Pap test was first introduced in the 50s, and since that time, cervical cancer rates have actually dropped 75%. And the Pap test will find changes in the cells of the cervix long before it becomes cancer, and those changes can be treated and removed so we can actually prevent cervical cancer from occurring.
What types of screenings are available, and what do they entail?
Well, most everyone knows the Pap smear, which we often call the Pap test, but that's just one part of the well woman visit. It is specifically for finding those changes in the cells that become cancer if they're not treated. The Pap test involves collecting some cells from the cervix with a small spatula and a little brush. Just because a Pap test detects those changes, though, it doesn't mean those changes will become cancer. Most of those will go away, given time. Also, for women over 30, we'll do a test for an HPV test, or human papilloma virus. That is done right off the same sample as the Pap. HPV, we now know, is associated with at least 99% of cervical cancer. It's actually so common that almost all sexually active people will be exposed at some time.
Who should be screened for cervical cancer?
Women starting at age 21 should have a Pap test every 3 years. Then when she turns 30, we'll add the HPV test, and we call that co-testing. That test should be repeated every 5 years. If a woman has had this routine testing and she turns 65, she does not need Pap testing any longer or cervical cancer screening any longer. But just because we don't recommend cervical cancer screening at every visit doesn't mean you don't need a yearly visit, a yearly well woman visit. But you should discuss that with your provider to determine how often you should still come into the office.
Are there ways to reduce the risk of developing cervical cancer?
Yes. Actually, the number one way to reduce the risk is to get vaccinated. We have an HPV vaccine that is for girls and boys from age 9 to 26. We target age 11 or 12 because that's when the immune response is the greatest to the vaccine. The side effects from the vaccine are really very similar to others, like pain, fever, headache, and fainting, although that's very uncommon.
Since our last Wellcast in January 2017, what's new in cervical cancer prevention, screening, treatment? Mm-hmm. Have there been any new studies or developments in the past year?
Well, in the last few years, the FDA actually approved a specific test for HPV to use as a primary screen. That is different than using co-testing, which also includes a Pap. At this point, there's still some disagreement over which is the preferred way to test women for cervical cancer. So currently at Vanderbilt, we are still recommending co-testing after 30.
Thank you so much. This is great information on the importance, the great importance of cervical cancer screening and the types of screening that one would get and when they should get them. We appreciate all of your insight and information today.
Thank you. I just want to sum it up and add that, remember, cervical cancer screening is such an easy way to find those changes in the cells of the cervix long before cancer occurs. And there are very few cancers that have such an effective screening tool.
Absolutely. We'll be sure to take advantage of that. Thanks again, Tamara.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast on the form at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.